For the week ending July 5th, 2012, it's Subgenius This Week, a news and commentary program produced every week in the basement of the Very Young Earth Society headquarters in beautiful Dobbstown, Malaysia. I'm Father Time. It's the middle... Hi. It's...
Don't interrupt my news report.
It's the middle of the month of April, and every good American knows what that means. It's tax time. But nobody gives a shit about that, so it's also 420 Day. 420 Day, dude! A celebration of the U.S. government's most successfully implanted meme, the idea that it's cool to smoke weed together on a single day. Certainly the normal, unaware pothead is not hip to the truth that the government implanted 420 Day as a day Americans can smoke up their supply of marijuana en masse, forcing them to go out looking for more, and subsequently getting caught and having their vehicles and homes seized in the name of the war on drugs, or as I call it, the man's most profitable wing of law enforcement. Why not let the government keep their stockpiles of stinkweed and you get yourself a higher quality reality enhancement drug, namely the Church of the Subgeniuses patented Habafrop Zipulops, or as the frop heads down on 14th and Lincoln call it, frop. A smooth taste sensation grown from heaps of Yeti shit on the mountaintops of Tibet. Lovingly cared for under moonlight, this purple plant produces such a radical high, you won't even remember which way is down. Why, barely a single hit of frop will propel the grateful subgenius into the interstellar vortex of the Yakutisma for weeks on end, until finally one falls to Earth again to snack on Cheetos and read straight through cover to cover Mein Kampf. Such a cool drug frop is, yet nobody in government seems to even know what to do about it, so it remains legal in all 53 states and is now offered medicinally to cure hangovers, testicular cancer, and Yeti rash. Frop, for when you blow your load of Mary Jane on 420 Day, you'll have something to smoke on 421 Day. This is Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die.